This weekend of Memorial Day, we remember those who went into battle and are no longer with us. Well, their passing came about in various ways. During and after their military service, each man and woman share common traits: dedication, devotion to duty, and service no matter what the risk or what the danger was. The Bible is full of lessons about these characteristics, which every person of faith should embrace fully as we too are serving. We serve God, and our service calls on us to endure, to share, overcome, and sacrifice. Those who serve our nation do so with humility. So also should those who serve in God's word. Jesus teaches in Luke chapter 17, verse 10, "So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do.'" The men and women who serve in our military have willingly faced and confronted enemies. They've done so with bravery, which is based on training and awareness. Jesus explains this in John chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. "These things have I spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them." Following orders that are wise and just, that's an important part of military service. Same is true in service to God. While God and His Son Jesus are the final word, we're taught in Colossians chapter 3, verse 22, to follow the direction of those above us in a business environment, for example. Reading here, "Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God." Knowing that the end of their life could come at any moment by the hand of those opposing them, those who serve with duty and dedication, they continue to press forward in their mission. Why? Maybe the best explanation comes from the end of the final, least known writing of the Apostle Paul, who was certain that his end was quickly approaching. Paul writes this in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Whatever the cause we serve is, our hope is for success, and not for ourselves, but for our cause. This Memorial Day, we honor those who served in the way that rewards them with the words Jesus referenced in his parable about the talents in Matthew chapter 25, starting with verse 14. "We should, in our service, strive for what the master said to his servant." This is in verse 21. "And that I say to all who have served, well done, good and faithful servant."